The first black woman from Africa to summit Everest is not stopping at one record. Sara Kumalo is teaming up with cyclist Cindy van Wyk in an attempt this weekend to beat the Guinness World Record Cyclothon in terms of funds raised. Sara, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, John?
I am doing very, very well. And yourself?
Fantastic. I'm good. Looking forward to Sunday.
Fitness is obviously important, but the record is not to see how far you can cycle, but how much money you can raise while cycling.
Correct. How much money we can raise while spinning for 8 hours. And our goal is R1 million. And hopefully that will help us build digital libraries in the 9 provinces around South Africa.
Digital libraries? How are those built?
Correct. Those are built with iSchool Africa in collaboration with iStore South Africa. And they put in iPads and provide digital learning. And what is exciting, in the past 2 weeks, we've partnered with Vumatel, who also provide connectivity to these schools that are in rural areas or townships. You know, you say spinning for 8 hours, we're just spinning. It's the public out there that are actually going to make the record by contributing and making sure we actually bridge that digital divide that is there.
We will give the details for how people can make a donation when we finished chatting. The digital libraries, I mean, in many of these rural schools, great that Vumatel is now donating the fiber so that the digital library can be accessed. But do they have enough machines from which to access this digital material to benefit the people who need it in the school?
Absolutely. They have been doing this for the past 10 years, and they've got 200 schools that already have these digital libraries. And about 3 days ago, we put one in Mpumalanga that I obviously spearheaded. That's my first one. We gave them the iPads for the school. They're connected. The teachers are obviously trained in terms of digital literacy. I believe there's over 3,000 teachers out there that have been trained, and that number continues to grow. And the kids have access. The iPads remain in the school. The sad thing is we can't really name the school apart from the province for the security reasons, but they continuously monitor it and they manage it from their side. There's been very little loss, but it's been managed quite well. And any new material that comes through in terms of learning is just pushed through to those learners. I, for example, am mentoring 10 of some of those beneficiaries. And any time I need to send information of encouragement or we need to meet up and have a session, we just push through those digital libraries. I think it's a small step towards the right direction, obviously.
Yeah. And is this all learning material? Because I'm a great believer in reading and the benefit that it gives, not reading material which is aimed at increasing your knowledge of your school subjects, but just reading more broadly about the world. Or do you focus only on what is needed for the grade work?
It's both. More what is needed for the grade work, but also just general reading, which is important, just to expand their knowledge effectively. Yeah.
Okay. And the 8 hours of spinning, I mean, if you can climb to the top of Everest, you can manage 8 hours of spinning, although it is a different kind of exercise. But is it something that you've had to work hard at? I mean, are you going to try and keep a particular cadence going, or can you sometimes go incredibly slowly when you get tired?
Unfortunately, there's no cadence specific that we need to follow. I can go slow, I can go fast. The rule is that you just need to keep spinning throughout those 8 hours between myself and Cindy. So that is the plan. And we also, we've partnered with Momentum Multiplier, who have brought in a lot of other people. So on Everest, it's just you and your shepherd. Most of the time, it's just you on your own, you know. And if anything goes wrong, you're too far from help. But here, there's everybody around us. Planet Fitness has got instructors that will keep us entertained. So I think it's a different type of, mental fitness and exercise, but I'm sure it's a lot more fun than what I've seen previously.
Yeah. And how does it work with you and Cindy? Do you take turns or are you both cycling for the full 8 hours?
We will be both cycling for the full 8 hours. The rule is that one of us should be spinning in those 8 hours, but we've made a decision that we'll both be spinning for those 8 hours. Yeah.
And now the important thing, the way that people, and I hope people are inspired by your life and your devotion to community and what you're doing on Sunday to make sizable donations, or donations that are, you know, that are relative to their ability to donate.
Absolutely.
And how would one do that?
They would do that by going to www.iSchoolAfrica. There's a snap scan QR code that they can do. They can do an EFT. And any information that is required will be on that website. It's www.iSchoolAfrica.com. And it's been for literacy.
And iSchool, there's no dot or dash between. It's just the letter I, then the word school, then the word Africa.com.
Correct, correct.
Sara, I hope that you reach your goal of R1 million, and not just by a couple of cents, but by quite a few tens of thousands of rands. Everest climber and cyclothon fundraiser, Sara Kumalo.